Vayter in Shas, we are in Chulin, Daf Tezayin. Figure it out on the top of the page, second line, last words in the line. Amar Mar. Hashochet b'muchni shchita sukshe. We said this yesterday, if someone checked with a wheel, the shchita is kosher, you put a knife on the wheel and it splits around. But tani shchita sukshe. I have a brisa that said the shchita of such a case is going to be possible. Lokasha. Habasarna de pachra, habasarna de maya. The first brisa is talking about a potter's wheel. That's done manually by hand. Rashi says, "Galgal shel yotzim shel cheres." V'yishta muchni shel magalgalin bo kishechoke kenes hakli. Pachra cheres v'chaveru b'Daniel. Anyway, sign of the pachra is shchita ksheres adam magalgalo. That's done by a person's hand. But ha b'sign of the maya, the other one is a water wheel, and therefore that is not going to be good. It says Rashi shchita sapsul shel maya magalgalo. So fein shchita zu mikoch adam. U'tanan l'kaman daf lamed aleph nafla v'shachta shchita sapsul echsev zavachta v'chalta. You have to shachta. Mashat zavachta v'chal. Okay, viba yiseima ha veha besarna de maya. Either we could say that both this brisa and the other one are speaking about water wheels. Well, kasha still in the kasha. Ha bekoch rishon ha bekoch sheni. The first brisa is talking about koch rishon, and the other one is koch sheni. Says Rashi, mikoch rishon miyad. As soon as he pulls this board that's holding the water back, the water comes flying out and then it starts to spin. That's from the koch of the person who pulls up the daf. Second is as the galgal pam rishon or v'shnia, so then it's no longer the person. This is similar to what our papa said that hayman de kafti lechavre. This is a throwback over here. The Gemara said, "Hedrin, the fine Zion on the bees." I have a person who ties up his friend. Isn't that nice? Tied up his friends. Rashi says, "Kashro." And then he causes a whole lot of water to come over him. And then the person goes and he dies. Rashi says, "Shehifna amayim lavor love v'niaru." So this water comes in, he made a hole in this, there's some sort of barrier, they're stopping it, and he makes a hole in it, and then the water comes gushing out and it drowns him. Chayef, then the person's going to be chayef for things. Rashi says, the hargo mamish, bosan amayim. The hain klizaino, v'lavi grama. That's not called grama. My time of why? Because gire didei hu dahani bay. It was his arrows that were coming against this person, and the water is like an arrow that gets shot out, and when he pulls that out over there, that's what he's doing over there. He's like using his weapon. That's what he's talking about. Rashi shekashu samach l'sfas amayim. He tied him up right next to the edge of the water. V'kiv janakov dakov v'sfas amayim. Yad ba'al amayim. The pivot came right out into his mouth. Aval b'koach sheni grama ba'almo. It's koach sheni. It's grama. Says Rashi, what does that mean? That you tied him up shekashu b'rachok far away v'amayim holchu sham. Then the water makes its way there. Even though you don't made the hole, the hafchu l'sham. It got there. Potter the grama ba'almo. It's considered grama. Okay, Yosef Rav Chared Rav Chia. Rav is sitting behind Rav Chia. Rav Chia coming to Rebbe. Rav Chia was sitting in front of Rebbe. If Yosef Rebbe come, Rebbe is sitting and saying, "Minayin l'shchita shubatolish." Where do we know that shchita is done with tolish? Is something that is not connected to the ground. Shenamar v'yikach esamachelus l'shchot. It says Avram Avinu, we took the knife to go into shecht, and it's something. It's a knife, means it's not connected to the ground. Amar le'Rav Rav. L'Rebbe Chia, that's talking about a case Yitzchak. So he says, "Hi, my ka'amar." What's the raya? Amar Le, he says, "Vav d'chsev a ufta ka'amar." He says that such a poetic way of saying that this is so off. Like his raya is very off. It's so full of cracks, like the letter vav written on a piece of a tree trunk, right? In other words, not a good raya. It says the Gemara, "Vahak ka'amar," but the pasuk says. He backs himself up with the pasuk. What do you mean? What's the problem? Right? Rashi says, let's keep going. Kra zrizuze da'avram kamash malan. This is not a raya over here. This pasuk is showing that Avraham Avinu wants to go very quick to make sure that he's going to listen to what Hashem said to do, and maybe he's not going to have something there that's ready to do it. So he brought this knife with him. But again, no raya over here that it's got to be like detached. Amarava. Pshita li, it is pashut to me. Something which is very pashut. That talush l'basov chibro. Let's say something became talush, it was detached, and then later it became mechaber. Linyan avodas kochavim avitalush. In reference to the iser of avodas zara, it's considered that it's talush. right? That is, you know, generally you're not allowed to get hana from somebody who's worshipped the avodah zarah as a avodah zarah. But the Gemara says in avodah zarah that not everything becomes aser if it's worshipped, right? For example, the dirt, the ground itself, somebody touched to the ground, doesn't become aser. But if it was worshipped and that it was removed and put it back, then it's considered talush. Rashi says that kaima lan she oved es harim enam es harim. You don't worship mountains; doesn't do anything to it, right? Harim bekach. Their gods on the mountain, but not the actual mountain of the god. If it was separate and then put it back together, then it's going to be a problem. Pack of the Gemara, Hamishta, or the Amar, sorry, the Shittim Rebbe switches this to the Amar Rav, Hamishtacha ve'lebayis shelo, someone who bows down to his own house, then what is the din? Aser, it makes it Aser, as she says, Aval shel chaveru ein yochel aser, you can't do it to your friends, right? But anyway, Aser, v'sakadayt chaver mechobrin, if you want to think that something that was originally detached, but later was put to the ground, is considered like it's attached to the ground, then it shouldn't be Aser. Eloheim al haharim, it says they're gods on the mountain, v'laharim Eloheim, but the mountains themselves are not their gods. In other words, the ground itself or anything attached, so it can't become Aser, even if it's worshipped as avodah zarah. So the fact that a house can become Aser shows that anything not originally touched the ground is not going to be Aser for avodah zarah. But linyan hechsher zuraim in the area of the concept of hechsher tuma, you know, something through yad shechatam to become tamei tanaihi. This is a machlokis tanaim. The time we looked at the Mishnah, hakofa ka'ara ala kosa. Someone turned over a plate on top of a wall. It was raining, it turned over, and the rainwater then dripped from the plate onto some sort of produce. Then what's the din? Bishvil shetudach, if you put the plate in the wall so that the plate should be rinsed by the wall, that's the purpose that you want it by the wall. By the water, haray zivah chiyutan. Okay, then it falls with karev chiyutan. And now this produce is now going to become, is mukshel lekabotume, even though the owner wasn't actually happy with the fact that it was the water, with the contact between the water and the produce. Shushalo yilka kosel, but if you put the kli over there, the plate there, in order to protect the wall from any damage, then ain't a chiyutan, it doesn't fall to the kind of chiyutan, right? If you put the plate there to protect the wall, then really he doesn't care about the rain. Thank you for the rain. So if the rain hits the plate and it drips onto the produce and he's not happy with that happening over there, then it's not going to become a kabotoma. Hold on 1 second. I'm at Vishil Shetudach. First, you start off by saying that the plate was put over there so that the plate itself should be rinsed. This would imply that if he's put the plate over there for a reason, like, for example, to, you know, that the wall should be rinsed, but then it says Vishil Shalo Yil Kalakosa, the wall shouldn't get ruined. That would imply that if he put the plate there for any other reason, for say the mussel, in order for the wall to be rinsed, it would be a chiyutan. So we see the statements are contradicting each other, most of the statements. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Tavra Misha Shana Zo Lo Shana Zo. He said, it's Tavra, it's broken. The Tana that taught this part of the Mishnah didn't teach that part of the Mishnah. There's two different opinions in the Mishnah. Rav Papa Amar. Another answer. Kula Chad Tana. Really, the entire Mishnah is only one Tana. Let's understand that, by the way, before Rav Papa, the whole idea is because the plate is not attached to anything, right? So now, Rav Papa Amar, Kula Chad Tana, Habakosa Me'ara. This part of the Mishnah is talking about the wall of a cave. Habakosa Binyan. The other one's talking about the wall of a building. Falkar is means to say, Hakofakar ala kosel, Bashir Shetudach. If someone throws a plate over on the wall so that the plate itself should be rinsed, Tarezim Chiyutan, it falls into the category of Chiyutan, water that drips from that plate onto other things is going to cause it to become Mukshal Kabatoma. Habashir Shetudach Hakosel, and this is mashma that a plate was put there in order that the wall should be rinsed, ain't zebechiyutan, then therefore it's not bechiyutan. The stuff that falls into the rainwater, that falls into the produce, is not going to be Mukshal Kabatoma, but Medvar Amurim. With reference to what kind of wall were they said? Because Amara, that is that of a cave, right? Such a wall has always been attached to the ground, so the owner's intent to use the rain for washing this wall is irrelevant as far as Hechsher Tumah is involved. Aval, but Kosel Binyan, it's not about the pleats, about the wall. Aval Kosel Binyan, it goes like this. Bishvil Shalo Yilka Kosel Hudein B'chiyutan. It's only when the plate was put there so that the wall is not going to be damaged that we're going to say that it falls into the category. Then it doesn't apply to b'chiyutan. Habeshvil sheyudach kosel, but if the plate was there in order that it should rinse the wall, then I raise a b'chiyutan, it falls in kind of b'chiyutan. Since this wall was at one point detached to the earth, right, when it wasn't yet built to the wall, it's considered detached. Therefore, the owner's intent to rinse it with water is actually chashev, and the water is going to make the food mekabel tuma. Okay. So Rava now pointed out that the status of something was originally not connected to the ground, but later attached to it in reference to Avodah Zarah and Hukshar Lekabel Tuma. Now it turns to another idea, and let's talk about Shchita. Beep, turn the page. Told us of a Sof Chibru, something that was originally detached in the ground, and the end became attached to it. Le'inyan Shchita Mai. What's the status in reference to Shchita? According to Rebbe, is this thing considered attached, and therefore it's not a good Shchita? Or did it attached, therefore it's a good Shchita? Tashma, let's take a look. Hayotzor Yotzim in a coastal, so you have the sharp piece of stone sticking out of the wall. Osha Hayakana Olame Alav, you have this reeds growing from the ground. Veshachatbo, and Shachat with it, Shchita Pesula, Shchita is going to be puzzle. Now, a wall that was is something that was not always attached to the ground, but we still, the Tana said that a rock that's coming out of the wall can't make it a good shchita. So we said that an originally thing that's detached, later attached, cannot be used for shchita. That's talking about the coast of Ma'ara that was always attached to the ground. They can also infer that because it says the Katani Dumi de Kanda Olame Alav. Shema, we know that something coming from the ground itself. Toshima, let's try again. No, it's talking about the coast of Shachatba. Let's say someone put a knife and they stick it into the wall and they shech it with it. Shachatto Sheira, the Shachita is Kasher. So what do you see over here? A situation that an attached thing was once not attached. And therefore, we'll say that it's going to be good shchita. Shiny sakin. Then, hold on. No, sakin and knife is a different case of lumavatale, because a person who placed it in the wall is never going to be nullifying it in its place by putting it over there on purpose. So he's not going to keep it there forever. So the fact that the knife in this case has its status of metatalin is not a raya of what would be in other cases when you want to be mavatala to the wall, to the ground. Tashemab, mechubel lekarko shkutas luksher, if one shechtu with something that was mechubel lekarko, it's going to be kosher. Okay, saying straight up over here to something that had once been detached and only later became attached. So we see from here that it's going to be good kosher, good shchita. After the Gemara, who says, Dilma perushe kamafarishla? Maybe the Bryce is just explaining itself as it's going, right? And it's saying that it's first says that something that's attached to the ground can do a good shchita, and then it says that my mechubel lekarko. What does that mean? Sakin de lemavatale, a knife, which is something that he doesn't nullify by leaving it over there in the wall. But if one put a regular thing into the ground, though, like a regular rack, then it would be considered attached, and therefore would be no good for shchita. So we don't have a we're stuck either way. Amar Meir. No, it's talking about the cult of Shechad, but someone put a knife into the wall and they shechad with it. Shechid also ksheira, Amar Avan and Amar Shmuel, lo shanu elisha, sakin lamayla v'tzava behema lamata. This is only talking about where the knife that's up there was above the neck of the animal, above the neck of the animal was below it. Right, the blade of it was facing down towards the animal's neck. The shechita was carried up by moving the animal back and forth against the blade. Av sakin lamata v'tzava behema lamayla, but if it's a flip, that the knife is underneath and the animal's on top, kashid and shamin yudas were aware that maybe it was pressing down. It wasn't cutting because the weight of the animal on the knife itself. Rashi says mitoch shatzaver machbid al sakin. I have a katani, but we learned in a brisa on yesterday's daf. We saw a bench second lamata v'tzaver behema lamayla. Bench second lamayla v'tzaver behema lamata. They're both going to be good. Rav Zvir, let's study katani. It's actually teaching two different dinim that are coming out of here. Second lamata v'tzaver behema lamayla. When it said the case that the knife was on the bottom and the neck was on top, betalish. It's talking about a knife that's detached from the ground. And the person was actually holding the knife. When it goes back and forth, then it's going to be fine. Sakin lamayla v'tzaver behema lamata, then b'mechubar is talking about mechubar. It's telling you that everything's good and dandy. Papa Amar, ba'ofa dekalil. The second brisa, Rebbe gives another answer, is that the second brisa is talking about the shechita of a bird, an animal that is this kalil, which is quite light. But if a hover animal shechted, then he's going to agree that a attached knife can't be used, can't shecht from underneath. Amar v'chistam rav Yitzchak, v'amar labar v'sis tatana, chamisha dvarim nemru, b'krumis shilkana. There are five things said about the stem of a reed. The stem of a reed. And that is, Ain shochtin ba, you can't shecht with it. Vein malin ba, you can't do meal with it. Vein mechatkin ba, you can't mute carve meat with it. Vein mechatzin ba, you can't use it a toothpick. Vein mechatkin ba, you also can't use it, you know, for the bathroom. You can't use it to wipe yourself. Back to the Gemara. Ain shochtin ba, we say, v'atanya, I will intend a b'risa, b'chol shochtin, you can shecht with anything. Vein b'tzor, vein b'kuzuchus, 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 vein b'kuz Right, other ones though shouldn't be used for shechita. There's only a specific type. It's a type of reed that grows in marshy areas, and they have solid three-sided stems. And when they're dry, they can be used as a cutting thing, and you're not scared it's going to split off into like splinters and things like that. So you can't go cut it with the meat. Rapapa mechatchimaba kirve dagim dizige. Rapapa would cut fish innards with it, because they're you can actually see right through them. They're transparent, and the splinter goes into it, you'll be able to see what's going on. Rashi says, Slulin, v'mikaneis behem, kesam nirev, v'kes b'zin, I'll see it. Rabba barav huna, mechatech ba'ofa derakech. He would cut the meat of a chicken with the stem of a reed, because the meat's very soft, and therefore it's not going to cause it to have a splinter that comes out. Rashi says, v'in tzarech, ledocho b'chatechaso, v'in kismin evdolim, therefore it's not going to split off of it. V'im kachem, but don't wipe yourself with it, because you're going to have splinters that are going to go in there. Tepe glim, yishum damer ma'ar, let this come out from that which we learned somewhere else. B'kanech b'davisha or shalat this, but someone wipes himself after he uses the bathroom with something that's flammable, right, then what happens? Sheen of noshos is going to cause his teeth to fall out, meaning he's going to have problems with his intestines. You know, that's Rashi explains. Amar Papa Kinuach Pimaka Kamina. When we talk about not wiping with the reed, we're talking about the mouth of the wound. Yeah, the reason that it shouldn't be done is because, again, the danger of splinters, and therefore, right, that's going to be put in the Brisa. Okay, my friends, you know, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.